Okay, that's time. So let's go for the last poll of the day.
I'm Peter Tonic, and today I will talk about FreeBSD audit source for Cisco Engine and some other Cisco Engine news related to FreeBSD. First, a few words about me. I'm from Budapest, Hungary. I'm a FreeBSD user since 1994 and have been updating Cisco Engine FreeBSD ports since 2010. And I also regularly help with other BSD variants and macOS. Let me give you a quick overview of my talk.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
The idea for the FreeBSD audit source for Cisco Engine came at EuroBSD in Dublin a couple of months ago. And I did it in the coming days. So today I will introduce you to Cisco Engine, a few words also about the FreeBSD audit subsystem. Then I will show you how to work with audit logs within Cisco Engine. And finally, I will show you a couple of more Cisco Engine news related to FreeBSD. But first of all, what is logging? Logging is a recording of events like an SSH login message, and Cisco Engine is a logging daemon with a strong focus on portability and high-performance central log collection. Originally, it was developed in C, but now you can extend it in Java and Python as well. It has four major roles. It can collect log messages, it can process messages, it can filter them, and finally store them either locally or to a remote destination. Cisco Engine can collect system and application logs together, which can provide quite useful contextual data for either side. It's a portable software, so it can collect log messages from a wide variety of platform-specific sources like devlog, journal, sound streams, and so on. Also, one of the oldest still in use Cisco implementations, it can work with the legacy syslog messages or using the new syslog protocol where UDP, TCP, or encrypted connections. And it can collect all kinds of text data from applications through file sockets pipes and application outputs. That's what we will use today for audit logs. But there are many more possibilities, as you can easily extend syslog NG in Python. And implement an HTTP source, Kafka source, or many others. In my view, the most important role of Cisco Engine is that it can process log messages. It can classify, normalize, structure logs using built-in parsers, the ParternDB parser, CSV parser, JSON parsers, and many others. It can also rewrite messages, and not just, and you don't have to think about falsifying log messages, but for example, anonymization is required by various compliance regulations. It can also enrich log data with GIP or reformat them to the requirements of various destinations.